the Wayne Ayers Podcast.
The Wayne Ayers Podcast.
Woohoo!
Time to wake your ass up for a blessed day.
What's up, Nicole? How are you doing today?
I'm good. Wayne, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. First of all, I was doing my little research and everything. I was like, yo, we have so many things in common. Like, we're both from Washington. We both have Caribbean parents. And did you move to LA after high school?
Yeah, I went to school down there.
Mm-hmm. I want to talk about that, like this whole little thing first before we get to the culture. So like, how was like growing up in Washington? Cause I don't ever get to like talk to people like from Washington. Usually they're like from like LA or something. Da, 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 da. But it's just so cool. So like, how does that?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Well, I grew up in Lakewood, just south of Tacoma. So I don't know where you're from in Washington. Where are you from?
I'm Bremerton, Washington. It's like you take a ferry ride to like it's like an hour away from Seattle. You take a ferry.
Oh, Bremerton. Like, is that what you said?
Bremerton. Yeah. I don't know if you heard of Kitsap County. It's in there.
Yeah, I got it. Okay. Wait, that's awesome. Yes. So I grew up in a really small town and didn't come up to Seattle very often, but now I live in Seattle full time. And yeah, Washington's different. It's a very, it's a different place to grow up, very different from LA. That was quite the culture shock going from like the Seattle area to LA for school. Very different.
So where did you go to high school at? You went to?
Went to Bellarmine.
Okay. Yeah, I think we played them a couple of times during basketball. I'm not gonna lie.
What school did you go to?
Bremerton High School.
Bremerton High School.
Okay, we didn't play them during the season. We played them during like summer leagues and everything. They were always pretty good during when we played. But no, yeah.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
That's so cool. Like, we do have a lot in common.
No, yeah, that's so cool. So like, what year did you graduate?
It was 2014 from.
What?
Yeah. Did you graduate around that time?
I graduated 2014 too.
That's crazy.
Oh yeah, this is super cool. No, okay, everybody else that interview, they're like, they're not from Washington. If you ask them where you're from, like in Washington, they think Washington, D.C. I'm like, no, just like right. Seattle, Tacoma, you know, Spokane.
Yeah.
So it's so cool. That's dope. So that was like your time during like Bellarmine Prep. Cause that's actually a nice school.
Yeah, it's a great school. I mean, it was fun. I was on the cheer team all 4 years. That was a good time. And I just was, you know, I was involved in everything. I was one of those kids that like signed up for it all and got into every club and that kind of thing. So it was fun. It was a good time.
Were you like the popular or were you like, so like in my school, we had like popular nerds, like nobody bullied them, but like they were like cool. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. Where were your school? Like, I always wonder like, I heard people like our school, we didn't really have bullying or anything like that. We were just like, everybody was cool with each other. Everybody know each other. There was no really like popular people. Like everybody knew each other. Cause it's a smaller town. So how was like your school like?
No, that's good. I mean, it was high school. I mean, honestly, I had so much more fun in college that like high school was just kind of a blimp in my mind. So yeah, it was a long time ago, but it was fun. It was good.
So you went to USC, right?
Yes.
I have so many friends that went to USC. What did you study at USC?
Yeah, so I studied, it's called geodesign, and it's basically architecture, public policy, and spatial science. So it's like urban planning on a bigger scale.
Mm-hmm. No, that's dope. Yeah, I wasn't fortunate to go to USC. I wasn't like, I went to East LA Community College and I did computer science.
Okay. Yeah. Nice. Wait, that's awesome. Well, now I'm a software engineer, so.
So you know, like Python and all the, all those. Mm-hmm. What was like your favorite one out of all those, Java and all of them?
Probably JavaScript. And actually, no, I would say.
Or like C++ too is cool.
I haven't learned that one, but I code a lot in React Native because I build iOS and Android apps. So Yeah.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
Cool. So you also like have Caribbean parents. I was gonna talk about that. Like, this is so cool. I'm so sorry. I know we're supposed to be talking about the show, Lindsay, but like, have your father's from Haiti, right?
Yes.
Have you been before?
I haven't, unfortunately. But he was born and raised in Haiti and left when he was about 10.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Have you ever thought about going to any of the carnivals? Or like, I know like there's a lot of Caribbean carnivals in Miami, and they have Caribana in Toronto. Like, you ever think about going?
And Carnival in Trinidad and all. Oh God, I would love to go to some of those things. I think now that, you know, it's easier to travel in regards to the pandemic, I'll definitely try to hit up those more cultural events, you know, and embrace my heritage a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. No, that's dope. Okay, I'll get into the question. I'm sorry.
No, you're good. I love to see it. This is really fun.
How did they approach you, or did you have to like, how did that work out? Like you being like the main person in like the courtship?
Yeah, I mean, it kind of just fell into my lap. It wasn't something I was pursuing, but the opportunity was presented and I was like, okay, well, I'm not going to turn down finding love in a castle while wearing awesome outfits and and being courted and having my family there. Like the whole thing just, it was a pretty easy sell. It's just been fun.
Was this shot in England or where was it shot at?
Yeah, so shot in York, England. So that's Northern England, in the same castle that Bridgerton was shot in. So.
Oh, yeah. That's dope. Because I know you guys, how do you feel about, okay, I know people be like, this is like the Bridgerton, like reality TV show. Like, how do you feel about those comparisons?
You know, I mean, you can compare it to whatever you want, but I know how unique the experience was. And I think for people to understand what's going on, they need to make a comparison. But truly, it was unlike anything I've ever done and unlike anything I've ever seen on TV, to be very honest. It has all of the romance and chivalry and all of that stuff from the 1800s. And then it has like all of the funny, like modern day quirks of like real dating and like people our age dating, which is fun. So I think it's relatable for anybody to watch.
So like, you guys had to do like stuff, like cause kind of like stuff in the past and anything, like was there, if you could bring like one thing like from the past to the future, like to like our time, like what would you want to bring?
Oh, I would say the handwritten letters, I thought were so lovely and so sweet and thoughtful. And if you see tonight's episode, you'll see even more of that sort of writing down what you feel and then presenting it, which is so kind because it's like, nowadays it's, you know, a DM or a text you know, like a U up. You're not about to get anybody's Regency letter with a U up on it. You know what I mean? Like this means so much more because people were taking time to do it.
Yeah, I know. I haven't done like a letter since like elementary school and it was probably terrible. So I'm not going to go into that. But what was it like when you guys weren't filming, like what would you guys all do? Like, were you guys be able to like go around England and stuff like that? Were you be able to do?
Yeah, so I mean, well, because we were in a pandemic while we were filming, we were in, you know, a bubble for safety reasons and precautions. But I mean, what we did on set though was insane. Every day we were horseback riding or riding on boats or, you know, having amazing dinners, and we were always busy. There was always something fun to do. So I didn't really miss out on like modern day life at all while I was there.
Oh yeah. So like, I know there's like multiple suitors and everything. Was it, oh, I could like me personally, like it's always weird for me to like have somebody like your, you know, first day bringing you on, you got to meet your parents and like brothers and sisters and siblings and all that stuff. Is it like weird for them? Like, was it weird for you shooting that while having all that around?
While having my family or,
yeah.
Sorry, what was
yeah, just having like, and just having like your family around, was it weird just shooting like that?
Well, I've like, never done reality TV with my family before. And I've also never done reality TV. And I've also never dated in front of my family with my family involved.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like dated.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I mean. My bad. Yeah.
No, it's okay. All of it was very out of my comfort zone and out of their comfort zone. But I think it was still a fun process because we all just leaned into it and went with it. And we got really close as a family as a result.
Have you watched any of the episodes back? And I know you gotta make decisions on the spot kind of is, well, not really, but have you ever watched any of the episodes back and you're like, damn, I wish I didn't do that, or, you know?
I mean, of course, anything that you do in life, you're going to second guess and wonder what if or what could have happened if I had done something differently. But at the moment in time, I really did just try to go with my gut. And that's something that I can't argue with. If I felt it at that time and made that decision, then I stand behind it, you know? But of course, yeah, it's different watching yourself on TV months later and being like, huh, okay. it's weird. It's not a very normal, comfortable thing to do. But like I said, I believe in what I did on the show. So
mm-hmm. Yeah, I was also wondering, looking back at it, was there anybody that you kicked off the show early that you wish you didn't? You kind of wish you had more time with them, looking back at it now?
Yeah, I think of that in respect to the fact that some of the guys didn't flourish in this kind of environment. So had I met some of these guys outside of, this Regency era, I think things could have been different. Outside of dating, multiple guys at the same time, I think they could have been different. So yeah, of course, I feel that way about a couple guys. But again, for the environment that we were in and what we were, the assignment that we understood, I'm happy with what I did.
Okay, me and my friends were watching the show a couple of days ago. We were just binge watching it. I want to know what was going through your head when Shanklin, I believe, I won't butcher his name, but when he told you he loved you, I don't know how to pray, yeah. But you know what I'm saying?
That was my genuine shock on my face in that scene was so real because I had no reason to believe that he felt that way about me. And I was so happy that he was being vulnerable and opening up in that moment. But I didn't know if that was a Hail Mary kind of thing, if he knew that I was probably sending him home. And so he's like, let me pull out everything I have right now to see if she'll give me another chance. So I'm not sure how genuine it was from him. But it did shock me. I was like, wow, you've seen it all on the dance floor, or you think you've seen it all on the dance floor, and then that happens and you're like, oh gosh.
No, also because you were just talking about it might have been a Hail Mary. I also thought watching the show, I feel like some, did you feel this way? Some people were there's some people, I feel like some, watching some of the suitors, they were kind of competing against each other instead of actually trying to let me get to know Nicole or anything like that. Did you watching it back now, do you feel that way?
Yeah, I mean, I could definitely pick up on the fact that some guys were for the boys and some guys were for me. And I think it's important to remember too that going into this, I didn't know who they were, they didn't know who I was. So some of them may not have been into me, which is totally fine, genuinely. And I just said from the beginning, if you're not here for me, then let me know. So that way I'm not sending home people that really are. So that was a point of contention for me was all right, if you're for the boys, then bye. You know what I mean? This is about finding love. It's not about making your bachelor party or having your frat brothers. You know what I mean?
No, yeah. I felt like they were treating it as a couple. Another person I was like, yo, he's tripping. I can't believe he did this on TV was that guy, Peter. Peter, when he was going out to, how was that conversation between you and your friend? I can't believe he's really doing this on TV. Yo, what are you I can't believe he's doing that in general, but I was like, oh my goodness, bro. And I feel he didn't see anything wrong with it at all. I was like, oh, he just yeah. But how was that conversation between you and your friend? I was just
wow, that was, I want to say it was shocking, but at the same time, I kind of felt it happening because I just didn't feel he was making an effort to be romantic with me at all. So I could kind of tell that he wasn't into me. What was so shocking though, was his confidence in the fact that he thought my friend was into him. And it was very obvious that she wasn't into him. And she made it very clear that she's there to help me find love. And then the audacity of him, you know, to talk to her on the way out, and then the audacity for him to cry when he's leaving. I'm like, no, you don't get to do that. You know what I mean? Like, that's, it was mind blowing to me that he felt hurt at all in this scenario when clearly I was the one that was being played.
No, like, honestly, I think, like, the best person on the show with the reactions was your sister. Like, you're, like, just, I know, like, watching it, but, like, what did you think about your sister's reaction? She had me dying to know.
Oh, I was so grateful. Well, you know what? I think I'm not one to be, my sister is the one that's a lot more like, okay, like, you're done. You know what I mean? I'm a lot more, like nice about it. Not that she wasn't nice about it, but she was very firm and like very assertive, and I'm not always that way, so I was glad that she was, because he had overstayed his welcome at that point. Sir, the door is this way, your carriage awaits.
No, I was like, yes, go ahead. Another one, you and Daniel seem very close right now in the show. I don't know like how, but like, are you guys still like in touch? Because it seems like you guys are really, I don't know if your brother's kind of like you. Was it? I don't know how to pronounce his name. It's like Bulk. I don't know how to pronounce his last. Is it Daniel?
Oh, Bokikio.
Bokikio. Yeah, there you go.
Yes. You want to know if we're close?
You guys felt close like after shooting the show? Because it seems like you guys were very like close in the show.
Yeah, I mean, he said it. He was like, you know, you're my first friend here. And throughout this whole experience. And we did develop a connection pretty early on because of the fact that we had that first date together. And he's really one of the, I would say one of a handful of guys that goes out of their way to make time for me. And that isn't there for the boys, that's there for me. And I picked up on that. So of course that connection that we had was strong, and you'll see, you know, our journey unfold as the show progresses. But with any of these guys, you know, I'm not like talking or like hanging out with any of them, you know, post show, because it's a little bit more complicated than that. You know, I dated these guys, so it's not like we're like calling each other up like, hey, how's life? It's like, no, you're my ex, okay? or whatever. So, you know, I obviously can't share, you know, if I ended up with somebody or who I ended up with, but like that goes for all the guys. You know, I gotta keep that like healthy boundary.
That's good. Just like what like people expect from like the next episode? Like, is there any like crazy shocking surprises, or is there anything like people like, wow, like I can't believe this happened? Like, what should people expect from the next episode?
Oh God, yeah. Well, I just watched it and I gotta say my jaw was on the floor. Okay. I had to pick it back up again. I keep thinking every week, I'm like, there's no way it can top the episode before. And I think this one does. It has every bit of drama, romance, like passion. It's fun. It's really fun. And if you've seen any previews, it's sort of like a Roman style party that happens in this episode. And it was the closest thing to like a college game day frat party that I've been to since I've graduated. And it was so fun. So I think everybody will find this episode more relatable than previous episodes because it has that more like modern day element to it.
That's dope. I want to know, like, if you could do like the courtship with like a celebrity crushes or whatever, or like, you know, like men that are like celebrities, like who would you have as your suitors?
Oh my God. Wow. That's a really tough question. Oh my gosh. I like George Clooney, Brad Pitt, Idris Elba, what? I don't know. To name a few. I think that would be a really fun show idea. I kind of like that.
You can pitch it to them now. Go ahead.
Yeah. You know, that's fun. But no, I mean, I had my journey and I had my experience. So again, can't say if I found love or not, but I'll be able to pitch it maybe after the show is over, okay?
So, like, how's, like, life been, like, after the show? Like, do people treat you different? Like, yo, I see you on TV, da da da. Like, do people treat you different like that? Or just, like, how's life been?
You know, life has been... I'm trying to think how different life has been, because, you know, I'm back to working. I work from home. I'm doing my software engineering gig. I see friends and family. You know, I talk about the show. It's, with them and everything. I feel like life has been pretty chill, honestly. And I've appreciated that because it's tough to separate sort of reality from in my current state to what I filmed months ago and what was so big in my life at one point, that I really respect and appreciate the boundaries that people have created. Like, they know that I don't want to always have to like talk about and relive certain things. So I feel like people have been really respectful of that. But then also it's like funny to laugh and talk about the funny things that happened when my family and I were there and, you know, kind of bond over those memories that we still have. So it's been a good balance of like, yeah, this is cool, I'm on a TV show, but also like, this is me in my normal day life too.
That's dope. Do you have, I believe you hosted a show in your Africa. Was it E-Daily Pop?
E-News Daily Pop. Yeah.
Do you see you going that route at all? Or would you want to stick in software engineering?
Yeah, I mean, that was incredible. And that's the thing. Modern day me, I can do, you know, whatever is presented to me, whatever opportunity comes up. Like, even like the show, I didn't necessarily think I was going to be doing reality TV, but I did it and I enjoyed it. So I always want to keep my options open. And it was one hell of a ride for sure. And E-News Daily Pop is so fun. So always leaving my options open.
Yeah, I've read somewhere that you are like a fan of you're a fan of Rachel Lindsay. Like, how would you like meeting her?
Yeah, that was amazing. She's been somebody that I've looked up to for years, just because she was one of the first Black person on a reality dating show that was a lead. And she inspired me so much by the way she carried herself and how she had conversations about race and interracial dating and stuff. And I just always felt like, you know, she can do it, then I can do it. And so she really did inspire me to be, you know, the person that I was on this dating show even. So it was great meeting her. And she's so sweet and so funny and like so real. I adore her.
No, yeah, I met her a couple weeks ago at Samuel Jackson Carpet. Yeah, we're both.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so she was really
nice. Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. I love that.
What was I about to ask you? If you could be like another reality TV show, what TV show would you want to be on?
Oh my gosh. Okay. I think it would have to do with renovations and like interior design, because I love interior design and like flipping houses and stuff like that. So I would love to be on that kind of show. I think that would be fun. I practiced architecture for 2 years, so I appreciate that sort of stuff.
Would it be like one of those, I forgot, is it called the show called Hoarders? Would it be like one of those type of shows?
No. No. I'm not saying I'm anybody's hoarder, okay? What I'm saying is that I really like design and interior design.
Okay, like, you'd be like, you'll just like remodel. You don't want to fix up their entire like lifestyle like that. Like,
No. I'm not fixing your life. I'll organize your stuff and give you some nice cabinets and countertops, but you and your hoarding, like that's no. I'll watch it on TV, but I'm not anybody's therapist, okay?
Those houses be, I said, how do y'all let your house get that bad? I was like, yo, at some of this episode, I don't see how people, how do you, what are like some of your favorite other shows to watch?
I love dating shows. And then I also love comedy. Like, I absolutely love comedy. So any kind of like sitcom I've probably seen.
No, that's dope. My last question for you is like, if for like, say like the Courtship gets renewed for season two, like what would be your advice for the next person that would be feeling like you're following your next footsteps?
Yeah, I really like that question. I think my advice would be to be vulnerable, let your guard down, and just let yourself sort of lean into the process. Like, it's going to feel uncomfortable. If they're in a castle in a different country again, it's going to be uncomfortable and it's going to feel weird, and having your family there might be stressful at times, but just like trust in the process and open yourself up to it, because at the end of the day, you're not going to regret having gone in 100%. What you will regret is going in 90% and being like, God, I wish I would have done that at 10, you know?
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Nicole. I appreciate your time. I hope you keep killing in life. Thank you so much.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure, Wayne. I appreciate it.